If you got your Bible, by the way, I believe the Bible has help in it. You say, well, why are you so confident? Well, tell me a book you know that's inspired, inerrant, infallible. Come on now. Every word's pure. It's already settled in heaven. Man, I'm about to shout at my own preacher. Will you stand with your Bibles open? I think I got something to help you this morning. Whether you're saved or unsaved. And if you got your Bibles, turn over to 2 Chronicles 25. 2 Chronicles 25. And I'm going to read the first 12 verses. An amazing story. 2 Chronicles 25. How many's there? Say amen.
Amen.
Boy, y'all's fast. That's good. I hear some pages still turning. Don't that sound good? 2 Chronicles 25, and I want to introduce you to someone this morning. Verse number 1, Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Sounds like a lot of us, right? Now it came to pass when the kingdom was established to him that he slew his servants that had killed the king's father. But he slew not their children, but did as it was written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Oh, that's... Whew. How many believe that's doubt? Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds according to the houses of their fathers throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to the war, or to war, that could handle spear and shield. Notice this. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I've given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, boy, I like this. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Grab a hold of that church. Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him of Ephraim to go home again, whereover their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in anger, or great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the valley of Salt and smote of the children of Seir 10,000. and other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive and brought them, boy, listen to this, unto the top of the rock and cast them from the top of the rock, and they were broken in pieces. What a story. Our Father, I asked you to overshadow your man of God today. And Lord, I pray you'll help me preach uninhibited, nothing hindering me, nothing bound to me, that I can encourage these people this morning that you are able to do much more than this. And give us victory this morning. Give us soul for our labor. Encourage the saints. Help those that are straddling the fence to say, I'm going to go to a God that's able. And we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Let me ask you a question by way of just introduction. How many of you ever got a house and you put a whole lot of money in it? Then you sold it and you took a loss. Come on now. How many's ever got them a car, got you a car, put a lot of money in that car, and you loved that car, you shined that car, and that car meant everything to you. But when it came down to selling it, you didn't get what you wanted for it. How many's ever experienced that in your whole life? If you ever bought one house in your life, you've done that. Say amen right there. Now let me give you the background of this scripture, and I'll tie that illustration in just a moment. The nation of Israel was divided. Some of you probably was thinking when Israel was that God denied Israel from fighting. Why did God deny Israel from fighting? Because the nation was divided into two kingdoms. We had the northern kingdom, which was called Ephraim, and we had the southern kingdom, which was called Judah. In the northern kingdom, they did not produce one king, not one king with me. Not one king that was righteous. But the southern kingdom did produce righteous kings. As you hone in on this, the Bible said that this king, Amaziah, did that was right in the eyes of God. But here's what happened. He had a proposal and he had a predicament in his life. He was getting ready to go to battle, Brother Jared. And here's what he thought. Boy, he sounds like most Christians today. I've got a predicament. I just don't think I can handle it with my 300,000. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out, Chad, and I'm hiring me another 100,000 from northern Israel for 100. What was it? How many shekels of silver? How many? Please, somebody get with the Bible. 100 talents of silver. Now, let me give y'all a little bit of y'all's vernacular so you can understand what 100 talents of silver was. That's about $50,000. So here's what he had done. He had hired this crowd for $50,000. He said, now he's in a predicament. Because the man of God's going to come and tell him, amen? You've got to deal away with that. In other words, Amaziah, you're going to take a loss. Somebody help me. The man of God showed up and he said, and Amaziah started getting cold feet. He said, man, I done throwed $100,000 into this house. And I done throwed $35,000 into this car. And I'm going to take a loss. I've got to send them back. I can't have them anymore. You mean I'm going to lose $50,000? Wait a minute. Y'all with me yet? Then the man of God said to him, the Lord's able to give you much more than this. Child of God, I just wish this morning that I could get down in your life this morning and tell you this morning that my God is able this morning. My God's able to do abundantly above you're able to ask or think. My God's able to supply, and you don't have to fix your problem this morning, and you don't have to go get you a crown that's not right this morning. You can trust God. Amen. Help me preach, somebody. See, but I want to tell you what, the devil likes to play this game in your mind. I spent some money on this junk. Come on now. I've invested all this time in this junk. Come on now. Some of you that are in the heavy metal music and satanic music. And I remember years ago when we started getting young people right with God. And I'll tell you what we did. Boy, you talking about courage. You know how much money kids got wrapped up in some of that music? Literally thousands. And I tell you what we did out back here. Well, right in here, because this wasn't no church. I tell you what we did. You know what we did, Lois? All of them came down here and they got right with God. Revival happened in the church, and they started bringing our old AC/DC, Kiss, Hello, Highway to Hell music, floated in a pal. We got some, not gasoline, but kerosene. We didn't want to blow the place up. We burned it all up. We was all surrounding that place and shouting. And I had one little boy over there. I'm going to get to preaching here in a minute. I had a little boy over there. He had them all. He's about 17 years old. He had a stack of them sitting right here. He said, well, I got $1,000 in him. I said, but you love God? I said, dump him. He kept. And eventually, he throwed him in the fire. What are you saying this morning? There's a whole lot of people in this room. Let me tell you, the devil's playing you. You're trying to hold on to the world and hold on to the worldly things and hold on to ungodly things, and the devil's playing you. You said, I've invested too much time in this. I put too much effort in this, and the devil's playing you. But I want you to know this morning, look at me. My God is able to do abundantly above you're able to ask or think. I'll give you four or five things and I'm done. Notice number one, verse number two. Notice his commendable start. The Bible said he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. I was hoping George O'Brien was here this morning. You know what we got a nickname for George O'Brien? How many of y'all want to know George O'Brien's nickname? His nickname is the Do Right Man. He's Mr. Do Right. By the way, how many believe do right's a great thing? Somebody say amen. The Bible says about him that he did right. He had righteous acts. And then he had ridding adversaries. You know what he done, Brother Jared? All the adversaries, he went out and killed them all. But notice this. Notice this about him. What a man of God he was. He also had restrictive aggression. You know, I got some of my Baptist preacher friends. They run off more people than they keep. Because they're so aggressive. Preach on sin. But hold a minute. You don't need to pluck everybody out that's in the church. Somebody say amen. Here's what the story was. He killed the fathers. But I want you to know something. You don't kill the children because you killed the fathers. So you know what he did? He had some real balance about him. Boy, there's a lot of Baptist preachers today that could take a lesson from Pastor Smith today. Because most Baptist preachers don't have any balance. I believe Yahweh has some balance. He had restrictive aggression. Instead of killing their kids because of their dad's sin, he followed the law of Moses and said, look at the Bible said, what the Bible said in verse number 4. Look what it said. The father shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the father. He kept the law. Amen. Thank God for people that do right. But let's notice this. He also had a reserved allegiance. He did right. He did right. Listen, he did right, but not with a perfect heart. How many believe that's a whole lot like us? We do right, but not with a broken heart or a perfect heart. I want you to know something. Ain't none of you in this room have arrived. Ain't nobody in this room perfect. Ain't nobody in this room has got a market on spirituality. Somebody help me preach right there. But I want you to do this morning. I want you to realize that he was commended for what he had done. Notice secondly, he had a compromising setback. Whew. You know what? Somebody look at me right now. Even people that do right sometimes compromise when a squeeze is put on them. Let me preach a little hard, Brother Mike. Even people that do right compromise when they have a squeeze put on them. So here's what the situation was. He's going to war. And he's getting ready. And he made a real bad choice here. He was going to compromise an unhesitating conflict. You have a conflict? Someone has, if you raise your hand, how many in this room know what I mean by having a conflict? We all have them. But in verse 6, he had an unwise connection. He decided to yoke up and hang with ungodly people. And if you hang with dogs, you're going to get fleas. Am I preaching? What he done was he made an unwise connection. He said, I'll just go ahead and hire 100,000 men from Israel or the northern kingdom. What a disgraceful source. He got people from that did not love God. But let me say something. There's some of you people looking for a mate. Look at me. The worst thing you can do is to go out and try to find somebody ungodly. Hello. I know Jared Green. He must have knew I was going to preach on this. And he left. That's my associate pastor. I was going to tell him, Brother Jared, you've got to hang with the right ones. Let me tell you, hey, Jared, you need to find you a good woman. Somebody loves God. Hello. Somebody tell him I preached on him this morning, all right? He had an unwise connection, a disgraceful source. See, God's not pleased when you're hanging with the wrong people. Somebody help me preach right there. God's not pleased when you're trying to get some stress relief from somebody else. Not only do I see a disgraceful source, I see a distressing sentiment. He went outside to get help. How many of y'all, let me ask y'all over, how many of y'all found out God can help you? Amen. Then let me ask you a question. Why are you going somewhere else to find help? Why are you going out and hooking up with some unsaved? Let me ask you people in the morning, how many of you know that God's able, God can help you? Why in the world would we even try to go outside of God? Y'all stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Amen. Then I see thoroughly an unavoidable cost. See, the devil will never supply you something for free. Somebody help me there. There's always a hidden cost. The Bible said the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life. Amen. And it more abundantly. Amen. You know what breaks my heart? Y'all want to know what breaks my heart? Christians that thinks the devil's the good guy and God's the bad guy. Why is it God always gets the blame when something bad happens? Why'd you do this to me, God? I want to ask you, why does he always get the blame, Brother Elkins? I want to tell you what, he's not to blame. Because every good gift, and it cometh from the Lord, the Father of lights. I want to tell you, you got dissed something bad this morning. Don't you blame it on God. God's not the bad guy. God's the good guy. God's the wonderful guy. God's in control.
Amen.
Look at verse 7. I want to give you it. Man, oh man, I got a lot of preaching this morning today. I want you to notice a confrontational scene. And there came a man of God. Whew. Come on now. To him saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord's not with Israel to whip with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God had power to help, and God had power to cast down. There's sometimes you don't want to hear what the preacher has to say. Come on. See, you don't want to hear preaching on your sin when you made a bad choice. You don't care if I hit everybody else's sin just as long as I leave yours alone. Come on, I'm telling the truth. You know that. We just don't, hey, brother Rick, we don't want to hear it. Go ahead and preach on Rich O'Brien's sin. But I'm preaching on his brother's sin today. You hear me? How many of y'all with what I'm preaching? See, the man of God came. He confronted him. He gave him some candid instruction. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know what? I wish some of y'all, instead of just calling the preacher when you want a wedding and a funeral, I wish when you come to church on Sunday morning, you would obey what he says and take the candid instruction. Just don't do that. Hey, don't do that. Then I see some critical information. See, God ain't with that crowd. Come on, that ungodly crowd you can run them with. Some of you Christians, look at me. Why are you running with a bunch of ungodly people? Why are you trying to get ungodly people to help you this morning? Because I've got a God that can help you. But if you don't let him help you, he can cast you down. Whew. See, the Bible said he walketh with wise men. He that walketh with wise men will be wise, but he that hath company with fools shall be destroyed. Then I see a comforting inclination. Look at verse number 8 and 9. But if thou wilt go with, be strong for the battle, God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to what? Church, say it. Help. And he has power to cast down. Go down to the last part of verse 9. The Lord is able to what? To give thee much more than this. See what you always tell him? I know you got $100,000 invested, or $100,000 invested, $50,000 invested. I know you've spent that money, but I want you to know something, Amaziah. Please let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about it. Listen to me, Amaziah. You just trust me. I'm able to take care of you. You trust me. Somebody help me preach right there. You dump them. That's some of you thinking right now, well, if I dump my lifestyle, then all this money that I have put into my lifestyle, I'm going to waste. Wouldn't it be better to get much more? Wouldn't it be better that God bless you more than you've ever been blessed before? How many like to have a little bit of that this morning? A God that will bless you abundantly above you're able to ask or think. Whew. Am I preaching? I'm trying to get done, Brother Chad. I'm preaching on. Don't worry. Let your heart not be troubled. I know when 11:30 comes. See, the Bible said the battle's the Lord. How many's heard the verse, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ? How many have heard the verse, I know in whom I believe and persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day? How many heard the verse, my God is able to do, supply all your needs through his riches and glory through Jesus Christ? How many's heard the verse, he'll never leave you nor forsake you? Somebody help me here this morning. See, Amy, you got a choice. Every one of you in this room, whether you're saved or unsaved, you got a choice this morning. Are you going to hook up with God, or are you going to go ahead and hook up with the enemy? Am I preaching? Lastly, I'm done. Well, not quite. I see a corrected solution. Look at verse number 10. You know what Amy decided to do? He decided to do it. Here's what he done. First of all, he separated requirement. He took the children of Ephraim. Boy, this takes some nerve. Does this take some nerve? He separated them out of the camp. That 100,000 men, he separated them. See, it takes a separated requirement. Are y'all still with me? Number two, it takes a sending resolution. Boys, you're out of here. Go on back home. Somebody help me preach. That's what he did. You said, preacher, I'm afraid I won't get my bills paid. Preacher, I'm afraid I won't get everything taken care of. You send that bunch of renegades that's ruining your life out of your life this morning and tell them that God is able. Amen. Then a stimulated resentment. They got mad. Hold on a minute. You know who's going to get mad when you get right? Hey, unsaved, you know who's going to get mad when you get right with God? Look at me. You know who's going to get right when you get right with God? Your friends. Hello? Hey, saved people, you know who's going to get right when you get right with God? Some of this wicked people that you've been around. Ain't going to have nothing to do with you then. Come on now. Am I preaching? He corrected this thing. Hey, Brother Jeff, never too late to correct yourself. He separated that group. He run them off. Told God, you said, man, I don't want people to be down on me. Hey, I'd rather have a few renegades be down on me than God down on me. Somebody help me preach right here. How many think God, it's a lot better to have God on your side than a bunch of rebels? Hey, some of y'all may get this sermon by the time I finish. Last one, I'm done. I see a consequential success. Look at verse number 11. But Amaziah strengthened himself. Thank God. How many of y'all, come on, let me ask you, how many of y'all ever been in a place where you had to make a choice for right or wrong? And then when you made the right choice, strength came. Strength came. Enabled strength. Some of you, I tell you what's wrong. You're too weak. You need to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And then he empowered his soldiers. He got strong and he influenced them. And he found out he could do with 300,000 what he didn't need to do with the other 100,000. Then we see an extreme statement. You want it done? Y'all got the story? You want it done? Hey, Larry Kerr, you want it done? They went out and got 10,000 of them people and killed them. I mean, killed them. You know what else he done? He wanted to show the whole world that God's able. He took 10,000 more, took them up and put them on the top of a rock. And you see what he did with them. Oh, God bless you, little people. He pushed them off the rock. And the Bible said they broke in pieces. How many believe serving God pays? How many believe he's stronger than the devil is? How many believe he's able to give thee much more than this? But somebody in this room needs to say this morning, I'm done with the crowd. I'm done with walking with a bunch of thugs. I'm done with compromising my convictions. I'm staying for God. I'm going to trust God, hook, line, and sinker. I believe he will supply. Even if it costs me to choose this morning, I'm choosing. Lastly, I'll finish with this. Preacher, what's he able to do this morning? He's able to save you. If you're in this room and lost, there's nothing too hard for God. You may say, preacher, I've done so many sins. My lifestyle is stacked up. You mean God's able to save me? You don't know where I've been in life. Well, I know where I've been in life. And I got a God's able to save. And I tell you how far he saves. He saves to the uttermost. Somebody help me preach right there. I got a God to save. But not only that, I got a God to supply your needs. Listen to me. Quit investing everything in the devil. Quit trusting him. Quit hooking up with him. Quit running with him, because I got a God who can supply your needs. I'll tell you what else my God can do. He can sustain you through your battles. How many of you ever got to the place where you thought you wasn't going to make it? Anybody here? You didn't think he's going to make it. And then he didn't come in a fire. He didn't come in the wind, but with a still small voice, he said, you're going to make it. There's people in this room this morning, I wish you'd get courage enough to say, I'm tired of compromising my convictions. I'm tired of trusting everything but God. I believe he can make it for me. I believe he can take me through. It's time for me to separate that bunch of junk out of my life and get my priorities right and make the right choice this morning. I'm sick of living this way. You know, really, this morning, I'm going to give you something. How many of y'all noticed something? Brother Joe, did you notice something? The preacher wasn't named. The preacher this morning doesn't matter. It's the message. See, if you die and go to hell this morning, you're not rejecting this preacher. You're rejecting the message of salvation. If you ruin your life as a Christian and lose your testimony and your joy and your passion, don't, he wasn't even named. Don't get mad at the messenger. It's the message you have a problem with. How many people fall out with preachers? How many people fall out with preachers because they didn't like what he said? Listen to me. He wasn't even mentioned, Paul. It ain't about John Smith. It's about Jesus and the gospel and the blood and the blessed hope and what he can do in your life this morning. Amen. Choose right. Amen. He's able to save you, secure you, supersede and bless you. Amen. Now you have everything. I'm finished. Dear Lord, thank God he's able to give me much more than this. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around. Just stay with me a second. How many right now say, Preacher John, I may not be everything I should be, but I know that I know that I know if I died today, I'd go to heaven. Raise your hand if you know it. God bless you. How many right now say, Preach, I couldn't raise my hand. I'm lost. I've got sin up my eyeballs. If I died, be in hell today. But you done told me that God's able to save me, forgive all my sins, take me to heaven. I'm telling you the truth this morning. He's able. Wonder how many that couldn't raise hand. Say, Preacher Smith, before I die, before the Lord comes, I want to know for sure I'm going to heaven. How many just right now raise your hand and say, Preacher, pray for me. I see that hand. I see that hand, ma'am. I see it. Somebody else, not Christians, want to know for sure you're going to heaven. Sip it up. Sip it up. Come on. Come on. I see that hand. Dear God, God's doing something here this morning. Young man, young lady, mom, dad. You said, Preacher, I'm not saved. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want God to save me. How many others just sip your hand up and say, pray for me? I want to know God. I don't want to know I'm saved before I die, before the Lord comes. I can't take this anymore. I see you, ma'am. I'm hurting for you this morning. How many Christians this morning, just let's quit playing it. How many this morning, you love God, but your heart's not perfect. You chose some things. You've let the devil play a game with you. I wonder how many Christians this morning have tried to fix your problem yourself and you got worse. I wonder how many this morning really see, I need some help this morning. Pray for me. Yes. I want you to do this. I want you to stand to your feet. Everyone that said you're not saved for sure, will you come up here and get saved? And you that are saved, and you're like Amaziah, you went ahead and chose out some things from the wrong crowd. Would you get some help this morning? Why don't this be the day you just say, I'm getting right? Forget who the preacher is. Forget about that. Just get the message this morning. Our Father, I looked out and there's so many people unsaved raising a hand and not sure. Then I see some Christians that, Lord, I know you. I know in the heart they love you and want to do right. God, help them this morning just to make their way up here. Just get it settled this morning and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you come this morning? You people that are not sure you're saved, come on up here. Come on. If you raise your hand, not sure you're saved, come on. Yes. Ma'am, young man, won't you come and get saved? Don't go ahead and die and go to hell. That's a bad thing. Christian, folks are coming. Folks are coming. Folks are coming. Amen. Somebody come right in to get right with God. Yes.
No,
yes. Yeah, you come on. Yes, ma'am.
That my God,
this lady doesn't know for sure she's saved. Show her. Come on. Hey, business picking up this morning. If you're not saved, you need to get saved this morning. He's able to give me much more than this. The devil's playing some of you. The devil's, he's playing you. Come, come. Don't let him play you anymore. See, I'm done with that. Come on up here and get some help. The devil's a bad guy.